other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to continue to cover the G20 open world government being announced. Barack Obama is the first U.S. president to sit as the chairman of the United Nations Security Council, the 15-member. That's the only group that can really vote and has power. The General Assembly has no power. CNN called him president of the world, and he was shaking when he gaveled it in 2 days ago, shaking with pleasure. U.S. Ambassador Rice behind him was shaking. Henry Kissinger was shaking in the audience. This is the New World Order, the eugenics world government, now coming into fruition. We are joined by Dave Mustaine, the founder and lead guitarist and lead singer of Megadeth. Megadeth.com. The new album is Endgame. And I just want to say that growing up 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 today, I have always loved Megadeth because the lyrics, I didn't even really understand them when I was 12, 14, 15 years old, 20 years old. But then as I learned about the New World Order, the eugenics, the master plan, it really did influence me. And I didn't even realize how much it did. A man way before his time understanding what was coming. Most of their covers are about the UN and world government. And now it's all happening. Dave Mustaine joining us. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
What do you think about what's happening? World government being announced.
It's pretty frightening. It's pretty funny. I have to be really careful when I do my interviews and talk about a lot of stuff because, you know, you have to be objective and you have to give people the right to think out of the box. But I think you and I agree on a lot of things. And especially, I want to tell you thanks for inspiring me to look into the whole Endgame film. And I actually had discovered this document through watching an inspirational video, and then I know we'd spoken before, and that was a privilege for me because I believe you're a patriot. And I think that our country needs more people like you. And as far as having our record called Endgame, you know, I think the best way to thank somebody is to, you know, to bring credit where credit's due. So thanks.
Huh. Well, thank you, Dave. Listen, that's just amazing that you influenced me, and then now with my research, I've influenced you. It's kind of the circle is complete.
Almost. Now we just need one big boom.
Well, I tell you, I mean, my wife is freaked out because she researches all this, and she says it's happening. It's world government, world taxes, world carbon taxes. We're going to go to break in a moment, and some stations join us. But Dave, tell us about the new record that's already, from what I've seen in the news, exploding up the charts, Endgame.
Well, the new record we have recorded in a studio that I own in San Marcos, California. I moved back to San Diego after the lawsuit with Ellison. I just didn't want to be in the same city with him, so we moved. And then when I started doing this record, of course, I have a real free world kind of thinking with my lyrics and stuff. So it was just going to be more of the same with this record, just continuing, you know, my idea to raise awareness and to help people think, you know, and I may not be right, but you know what? I'm certainly right to inspire people to question. And this record has a lot of topics in it. It talks about the collapse of the financial institutions. You know, I went to school and I got licensed by the state and federal government to work on Wall Street as a stockbroker. And I figured, you know, being in the music business, most people in the music business aren't very smart when it comes to their money. So I wanted to be smart and educate myself about that. And along the way, you know, you learn so much. The more that you're willing to exercise your brain, the more that you discover that it's just frightening. You know, watching the Zeitgeist clip and then, you know, knowing all the stuff that's going on with the marrow and so on and so forth. You know, these are all things that are pretty tough. You know, pretty atypical conspiracy theories and stuff. But, I mean, if you really think, if just one second you say, okay, maybe this isn't a conspiracy.
Dave, we've got a break. We've got a break. The satellite makes us break. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Listen to that song. That what did that come out in the early 1990s?
Yeah, that was on Countdown to Extinction.
And now you watch as the president is the head of the UN Security Council and the president, and they're openly announcing world government. How did you know all of this 15 years ago?
I don't know. Lucky guess, maybe. Paying attention to the news, listening to people like yourself, other people who are thinking, you know, for themselves, and they're not being led off to slaughter like mindless sheep.
Amazing. Some stations just joined us. Dave Mustaine, the founder and guitarist and lead singer of Megadeth. Megadeth.com is the website. A lot about the band, what's happening, what's going on. But you got interrupted by the break. Let's get back into what influenced your new, very popular, out of the gates, just released album, Endgame. And you were getting into how they try to call us conspiracy theorists, but it's all now being announced.
It's really easy for people, whenever you talk about things that are controversial in nature, for people to sit on the sidelines and point their fingers. So when anybody says anything that's controversial in nature, especially stuff that has to do with our government or any of the administration, what do they say? It's anti-patriotic. Or they say that you're just a nut job, and to be even more insulting. And you know, it's our nation was founded on people who think outside of the box, people who questioned authority, people who looked at things and said, you know what, I don't agree with this.
Well, it certainly was the cover of Endgame. A lot of people have emailed me saying, what is it? And I go, well, it's totally clear. It's a bunch of, and tell me if I'm wrong, like zombie slaves in concentration camp uniforms being marched off towards a pyramidal light. And there's stacks of the FEMA coffins that have been deployed all over the country at depots. And there's a bunch of flies basically feeding on the death surrounding it. Is that an accurate breakdown of the cover?
That's really, really, really close. Everything that you said is accurate. There's a little bit more symbology there that you might not have noticed. A lot of the biblical stuff, like with the parting of the Red Sea and the people going through, there's also the barcode that's on their heads. If you look closely inside of the album cover, it has a larger picture, but if you look closely on the cover, there's what appears to be a mohawk going up the back of these guys' heads. That's not what it is. When you get inside of the cover and you look at it, it's the barcode, because, you know, they say nothing can be bought or sold without the mark, and it's going to be on your hand and your forehead, but nobody said it's going to go, you know, left to right. How about if it's, you know, fashionable like a mohawk? And then the thing with the flies on the outside and the way that they're just waiting, that was one of the plagues that happened to Egypt.
One of the biblical plagues, and I see it. They've got barcodes on the backs of their heads. They're in Gitmo orange jumpsuits, marching in what looks like a mass grave.
And they're going through the Red Sea of those black FEMA coffins. Those are the walls of the Black Sea being held back.
Well, there you have it from Dave Mustaine. And am I right to say that it kind of nexuses at a paramount point, like the eye of Lucifer or the eye of Satan that is energizing this scene?
Wow, that's pretty heavy. No, I didn't go that deep with that particular part of it. There is a light that they're heading to at the end, but it was more kind of like a I don't know if the eye of Horus or whatever, you know, that kind of whole, you know, Stargate kind of thing where you're, stay away from the light, you know what I mean? It was just something that they were walking to, and it was just something that we, in blind faith, are walking to, and we don't even realize what we're walking through.
Absolutely. Wow, what a heavy cover. And I've seen, you know, doing some research for this interview and also checking the album out, all these people speculating what it is, and I looked at it immediately and said, yeah, those are people marching to their death. Amazing. Tell us about some of the songs in the album.
Okay. The album starts off with a classic guitar duel. And I think a lot of your listeners will really dig the lyrics on this record, but there's also a lot of great guitar work. Guitar players have become very sissified because heavy metal in America, it peaked in the 90s when all the hair bands came out, and it lost its integrity to a lot of people. And it went underground, and now it's making a resurgence. They came through a period where they wouldn't even do it guitar solos. This guitar, this record is full of guitar solos. And we start off with an instrumental that's just, you know, lobbying guitar solos back and forth to each other, or volleying them back and forth with me and another guitar player. And the next song is called This Day We Fight, which is influenced by the war speech that Aragorn gave in, or whatever his name is, in Lord of the Rings, you know, saying that, hey, man, we may die tomorrow, but we're not going to die today, because this day we're going to fight, and we're going to kick butt, and we're going to take down names. And that's how it's been for us. You know, we've really had to fight an uphill battle, but it really seems like the worm's turned. Websites like Blabbermouth that have hated me since the day that they started gave us an 8.5 on our new record, and they said that it's time to pay attention to Professor Dave, and I'm thinking, what? You know, this is a website that whenever I would say anything, they would post a story about it and slam me. So it's amazing the way that everything is turned around right now for us, for me, for just sticking to my guns too, because there was a period where a lot of heavy metal bands reinvented themselves. So then we go into different songs like 1320 is a song about drag racing, and the National Hot Rod Association loves the song. We've got a song called 44 Minutes, which is about the North Hollywood bank robbery that happened back in the 90s. And then, of course, the title track, which is about the document that I discovered that our former president had signed, that you know it was brought to my attention by searching the web, knowing who you are, and also seeing the part that you posted about Lou Dobbs, because I really respect that guy. And I thought, you know, there's just something really wrong about this. And I looked into it, and I thought, that's it. I'm going to sing a song about this because it's perfect. It completely predicts. Because I read 1984 when I was just a kid, and I've got so many songs about this. Like, Hook and Mouth was about that. There was just a whole bunch of stuff that talks about this future world that we're just blindly marching into.
Well, we certainly are blindly marching in. We have video and photos of neighborhoods with no one even protesting, with the Pittsburgh police in Pennsylvania saying for the G20, no one's allowed to congregate, no one's allowed to be on the street. They say, flee, flee, and then they turn on the sound cannons. They hit my employees with it. We've got video of them walking up to women and billy clubbing them in the head. Pardon me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's incredible. We've got video, in fact, we'll play some of it in the background for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just on the radio, of the military pulling up and grabbing peaceful protesters, snatching and grab and cramming them into unmarked police cars. The military. I mean, wow. So they're not only announcing the world government and the world tax, and Obama is now a dual president in the UN and the U.S. as the chairman of the Security Council, but now the military's, I mean, it's like they want us to know that they're in control.
Yeah, I think so, huh? Wow. That's so sad.
I guess you take a mortal man, you put him in control. Watch him become a god.
That's right. And these things, you know, I've been talking about them forever. As long as I can write music, I've been talking about stuff like this. It didn't really get to a point where people would, you know, really take anything that I said seriously. I mean, imagine what it's like for these poor guys that sing songs about dragons.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, again, I've gone over the years and read your lyrics again, and it just rung true when I was 20 years ago. I mean, I've been listening to Megadeth since it started when I was about 12, and when you started it. And I was like, I don't know. It was always probably my favorite, if not my favorite, heavy metal band. I like the speed metal and everything, you know, the mix and the different. And I like the fact that you're not fake. You've never changed. You've expanded and grown, but it's never changed. You're not changing your hairstyle or acting silly or trying, you know. I mean, you're doing what you want to do, being authentic. And I think that really underlines what you've done with Megadeth.
Well, I think that's a very American way, too, you know, just to be true to yourself and stand up for what you believe in. It's hard for people to really stand up for what they believe in anymore because, you know, if you do something like that, they'll vilify you. You know, if you're doing anything that isn't status quo, you know, it was hard to, in the very beginning, to be open about my life, the problems I had, and to be open about, you know, the band and problems we had and you know, people were not responding to that very well. But now, at this point, I can always say that, you know, I've been sincere since the beginning. You see these other guys that do these image makeovers and go from one band where they're dressed like, you know, they're the front man for Jane's Addiction, and then the next band they're in, they're, you know, in some, like, biker band. And it's like, how can you sell that? How can you convince your fans or the following that one day you can be an androgynous space queen and the next day you can be, you know, the spawn of the big red machine, you know?
Well, again, you have been anti-New World Order, anti-global government. How long has Megadeth been around? 21 years? Longer?
Yeah, it's been close to 25 years. When we started, it took a little time until we got the first lineup and went into the studio to record. That happened.
Stay there, Dave. Got a break again. Sorry to cut you off. We'll be right back. Amazing. Dave Mustaine.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hey.
Attention! Attention! All citizens are ordered to report to their district detention centers. Do not return to your homes. Do not contact anyone. Do not use any cellular or GPS devices. Surrender all weapons at once. Attention! This is what I dream every night.
Unbelievable. Hear the whole song, the whole album at Megadeth.com, M-E-G-A-D-E-T-H.com, or just Google Megadeth, the term Endgame, get it at iTunes, get the CD, get it all at Megadeth.com. We need to support this type of message. Megadeth is up there at the very top of heavy metal, ladies and gentlemen. And these folks have packed stadiums across the planet. We need this anti-New World Order message now more than ever to warn people. Whatever's going to happen with the New World Order, whatever this global system's going to do, we have to stand and resist it. And the clergy response teams have been hired by the feds to tell their flocks to not stand up and not resist. They're going to be raptured out. Ladies and gentlemen, that is unbelievable. Dave Mustaine, I tell you, every time I hear that song since it came out last week, it just blows me away, and the lyrics just get even more hard-hitting. The RFID, the New World Order, the president. And then we played in the first hour audio of armored vehicles with sound cannons saying almost the same thing you've got in that intro. I mean, talk about unbelievable.
Well, I'm a real American.
Hell yeah, you are. And let me tell you, tens of millions of Megadeth fans worldwide are now going to finally understand. They're always, why does he have the UN on the cover of his, you say my film Endgame influenced your album Endgame. This cover that I designed, I told the graphics person what to make, was influenced by a Megadeth cover. Did you notice that when you saw the Endgame DVD cover, that it was similar to that one where you have the UN and the flagless flagpoles?
You know what? I know exactly what you're talking about. I never saw the correlation. That's amazing.
But it's just crazy that you influence me and I'm influencing you.
Well, that's what I believe. Good ideas when people share stuff like that. That, you know, it's a grassroots kind of thing, and people, they benefit from it in a huge way when they share the truth, because the truth is undeniable.
In fact, that was from Peace Sells. Peace Sells, but who's buying?
Yep.
That's awesome.
That was actually something that I saw. I got that song title from a Reader's Digest magazine. I was living with this girl, and she went to work, and I was a lazy musician, so I stayed back at her place, and there was a Reader's Digest there. That's why I make fun of the magazine and the song Sweating Bullets, why I say, nice story, tell it to Reader's Digest. Well, yeah, because I actually read that magazine for a little while after I got the title for Peace Sells out of it. Interesting little book, but not something that's really modern anymore, I guess.
What did you think of my film Endgame itself, specifically?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, you're very brave to go and get in the face of people like this. I guess we all have our calling.
Dave, we're about to break in a minute-long segment coming up. In fact, okay. We'll probably pull up Peace Sells and play some of that, but some of the new album as well. How do folks, what's the best way, where's the best place to get your new album, Endgame, and to support what you're doing?
Well, I would say through Amazon or through iTunes. You know, you can listen to the music in many, many places right now. MySpace and iTunes really supported us. AOLmusic.com has supported us, too, with this record. And Amazon, it's the number one record at Amazon right now, and it's been that way for quite a few days. And
number one.
Yep.
Endgame was number one for a few days on DVD, my film. But I tell you, that is incredible. Dave, we're going to break again. I want to come back and talk more about the album. I should have mentioned that. Endgame from Megadeth, number one in the USA, number one, and they're going on tour. We'll tell you about that. We'll talk more about the New World Order as well with Dave Mustaine, the founder, guitarist, and lead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
To Chaos, Megadeth. Gotta control myself not to do air guitar. Crank it up.
That
sounds like old school, but with a somewhat of a new edge to it. That sounds like old school heavy metal, speed metal almost.
Yeah, well, that's
So what we were trying to do, we were trying to stick with our roots and do what we know is what we do best. There was a period during the beginning of the millennium where bands were really forced to go and you know, change themselves, not only change their image, change the way that they look and stuff like that, but also change the way that they make their living, their music. You know, it had to all get, everybody needed to be like Nirvana. You know, and I'm sorry, I just, that was not my cup of tea. So, you know, we struggled through a lot of stuff, and right now it's probably the most liberated that we've been with our careers and our music.
So keeping it pure, you got a new book coming out. Tell us about that.
Right, it's called Hello Me, Meet the Real Me, which is a lyric from Sweating Bullets. It had to be called that, you know that. And it's basically me, the person. It's not just me, a musician, because, you know, they've written everything that can be written about me as a musician from their point of view. And, you know, some of it's true, some of it's not. Some of it's folklore. Some of it makes me a lot cooler than I really am, so I just let them continue to think that way. But with the book itself, when I got to the last page and I closed the book, I looked up. I actually was so I'm so satiated. I was so content that they finally have got my life into a book so far, and that I read it and I went, you know what? I get it. This is it. This is it. This is who I am. It explained everything perfectly. And the best part about it, I think, at the end of every chapter, it's like, God, you know, he did a lot of really rotten things. But at the end of every chapter, it tells how, you know, all those things have been made amends for, if it possible. And the people that we had all these hardships with, we've gone back and worked on things. You know, some people were in the band that I'm friends with still. Some people were in the band in the past, and I'm not friends with them.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited to read the new book when it comes out. Tell us about your new radio show you're launching. You're really going wild here.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got a great platform here for you to be able to share your heart with the American people and to educate them, which is, I think, one of the highest honors in our country here is to be able to teach our children, the teachers that were there. Everybody's always asked me, what would I do if I wasn't a musician? I'd like to be a teacher. I mean, I know the pay is crap, and I know that you don't get any respect, but you know, I love teaching kids. I used to teach martial art at this one school in Scottsdale to kids because the other teachers there weren't really good with the kids, and I loved it. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing. And watching the way that the whole music industry is kind of eaten itself and changed it, you know, with the whole digital download thing now, you've got to be really clever. So I really try my very best right now to participate with our fans as much as possible and listen to what they're talking about, what affects them. You know, it's hard for me to really know what it's like to have food stamps now, but you know what? I did. I lived in a car when I was a teenager, and I was homeless. My mom was a maid, so I know all of these things that you have to go through to get by in life, and I think that's one of the things that most rock stars, they try and forget.
Well, I agree. I see people's arrogance and their haughtiness. And I've been arrogant in my life at certain points, but I kind of flash back and forth. But I realize you get so much more strength and discernment when you are humble and realize how transitory this life is.
Right. And, you know, the best thing about it at the end of the day is you feel good about yourself when you've done something cool for somebody else, even if it's just enlightening them and educating them. You know, right now my son's almost 18, so we're going through a lot of life lessons right now. And yeah, he's making a lot of really costly mistakes, but nothing is, he hasn't been dismembered or disfigured yet, so everything's okay. But, you know, I see this and I'm thinking, like, God, I want to interrupt and I want to rescue him and I want to. But that's why most of the kids in America right now are having so many problems, because all this false praise these kids are getting. You know what? Little Johnny ain't perfect. You know,
well, I mean,
he's such a great kid.
Well, the establishment, the controllers know that. They tell us we've got to be perfect. Madison Avenue tells us we've got to be perfect. So we all feel inadequate. So we've got to buy this death culture the New World Order is selling. And so, oh, yeah, your kid got in a fight. Oh, your kid's depressed because they're going into puberty. Oh, they need a bunch of mind-altering government-issued drugs.
Yeah. Yep. That or isolate them or single them out in front of everybody.
Or give them electroshock therapy. Now, you were telling me during a break, I don't know if you want to say this on air, but you're going on tour, and you were telling me there's some disinfo going on out there about the tour.
About the tour. Which part? Oh, the big four thing. Yeah, there's rumors going around. In the beginning of heavy metal in the United States, there were four bands known as the Big Four, and that was Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax. And, it's funny, whenever I have a new record coming out or anything like that, there's always something like this that perks up to kind of distract the interviews away from my interviews to something other than that. So this is nothing more than a rumor. People are saying that the four bands are going to get together and tour. We haven't heard anything about this other than just rumor and conjecture. So we are out with Slayer, which is fantastic. And you know, we're trying really, really hard right now to mend broken fences and just to, you know, do the right thing with these guys, because the fans love Megadeth and Slayer. The idea of us playing together, they're losing their minds. We went into Canada. It was just over the top metal, euphoria for these kids. We're going down to Australia. I'm leaving on the 2nd down there to New Zealand, Australia, then Japan, and then we're coming back. We're going into Canada, and God willing, you know, we'll be bringing this package into the States someday.
And people can find out the tour dates around the globe at Megadeth.com, death with an E, ladies and gentlemen. Megadeth.com. Dave Mustaine joins us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very honored to have him. Dave, getting back into the whole global system, the whole New World Order, in a nutshell, if you feel like it, give us your worldview on the power structure. You seem to be doing a lot of research on it, and where you believe the planet is going and what the end game really is.
Well, that's a heavy question there to do all that. I'll try my best. I was brought up as a little kid. I got baptized at 4 as a Lutheran, and I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. And then I revolted and got into witchcraft and black magic, and then spent subsequent almost dozen years the following 12 years or so trying to get rid of the demonic oppression I got by putting hexes on people. And then I became a Christian. So, I mean, I've been brought up around so much different religiosity. I'm kind of like civil, you know what I mean? And when it comes down to me thinking about how things are going towards the end, I have a very distorted view of it, because I've been just brainwashed by the Jehovah's Witnesses. So, you know, when Christmas time comes around, I'm thinking, well, geez, what's the tree? What's all this crap? So, anyways, when it comes down to what my understanding is that there's going to be a final war at the end, and the whole way that the Antichrist plays out. This may alienate some of your listeners and stuff. I don't mean to make anybody feel bad or alienate.
You're allowed to have your view. Tell us.
Right. The problem is that I just am cautious about this, Alex, because there's so many people that say that they're Christian and they come off telling people that they're not doing stuff right. And I don't want to do that, because I'm a different kind of person.
No, but we want to know your view. You're not preaching. Tell us.
Right. Okay, good. I just need to say that, because I just don't want to miss out.
No, that's an important preface.
So what I think right now, I'm watching the president, what you just said about him becoming the president of the U.N., and I'm watching all these other things happen, like to say that one of the prophecies that came true in the Bible came from when Israel became a country again. And that was a prophecy. It was said that Israel would become a nation again. Well, it's a nation again. That happened back in the 60s, but it happened. So, you know, my belief is that there's going to be a new world order. There's going to be one guy that's going to run the world. There's going to be one currency that's around everywhere. They're going to try and get you to take the RFID chip. That's the mark of the beast that they're going to use to buy and sell things. And then, like you had brought up so brilliantly in your movie about Rockefeller, saying that if they don't like you, they're just going to turn your chip off.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, all of this stuff is mind-boggling, because you don't really hear about all the technology and stuff like that in the Bible, but the Bible is the basic text I try and live my life by. And I still have a dirty mouth, and I still look at women and have kind of terrible thoughts sometimes. But, you know,
a Pharisee. I mean, Jesus hung out with. He didn't hang out with the Pharisees saying how great they were. He hung out with people who were trying to have a pure heart. You know, I mean, look at David. Look at David, you know, had people killed so he could have their women, but he repented, and so God said, that is a man after my own heart.
Right. Well, I just don't want people to try and find holes in what I'm saying because, you know, they've heard me say something in the past that was terrible. And I know I've done that. That's one of the things that I'm working on with the whole Slayer tour is that, you know, 19 years ago, Alex, I said something. But people are still holding on to it, and they keep bringing it up, and it keeps causing problems with me and with the guys in Slayer. Bottom line is I don't feel that way anymore. And I think that this is going to be a great opportunity for me to go into an area where, you know, there's a lot of people that cast aspersions and say all kinds of terrible stuff about heavy metal and the people in it. Yeah, there are people in it that are terrible, but I'm not. And I think that
it's very diverse, but Dave, I interrupted you when you were getting into your worldview. What do you think about the rapture? Because I've read the Old Testament, and it clearly says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. How, if we're all raptured out beforehand, can the beast wage war? How can he force people to take chips if everybody's submitting? And this is only a 150-year-old, 140-year-old doctrine of the pre-rapture. And so because everybody believes, I talk to these phony Christians, they won't fight any evil. They say, praise God, it's getting more evil. That means I'll be teleported out. I don't think Captain Kirk is going to teleport them off the surface.
Well, I don't believe in the rapture. I don't know enough about it to even know what it is. And the fact that, you know, all of a sudden I'm going to be here and then I'm going to be someplace else. My understanding is that I'm going to be witness to, you know, the great Armageddon. So, you know, I don't know this particular part because that's a little bit more cerebral than I've gotten into it because I've only been a Christian for a little while, but it's certainly good fodder.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I will tell you, I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of occult stuff, and it was like an occult empire. I never really got into it, but, you know, I'd date this super good-looking girl who was a couple years older than me and, you know, and go to her parents' house, giant mansion, and find out they were Satanist. And I would go out with this, you know, super hot chick and find out they were Satanists, and I'd be taken to a party and there'd be police there and I would get my car and leave, and then they all got mad at me. The cops started pulling me over, you know, because I was wild and, you know, mean and beat the hell out of people, and I guess came off as satanic, but I wasn't because I have love in my heart. But I think seeing evil and not being perfect and then changing allows you to understand things and have discernment that people that have had a sheltered life or never experienced the power of the satanic empire, I believe that once you've been a little bit on the other side of it, it almost gives you an advantage because now I've been on both sides of the coin.
Right. And that's basically what I was saying in the beginning about being able to have the credentials to talk to these fans, to be able to, you know, to meet them where they're at. You know, there's nothing worse than being lectured to. You know, if someone wants to know something, you know, as human beings, we have most of us, when we're curious about something, you know, they can take it they can get unhuman strength and be able to sit up for hours studying things. You know, if they're interested in it, you know, for me, if I'm not interested in it, I can be asleep within 30 seconds.
But because you've been into the occult, you can actually, if people ask you, explain, this wasn't fun for me, and they wouldn't listen to some preacher, but they'd listen to Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Yeah, they would. And that's the great thing about all of this, because I'm not misusing my celebrity to tell people what to do. We've always been really supportive of encouraging people to read. That's why I've tried to use words more than baby in my songs. And that's why we've had stuff that's been really provocative, stuff that really encourages our listeners to stay in school and to do something good to become great.
Well, Dave, I mean, this is incredibly powerful, what you're saying here today, and I know you're going to be a really great vessel for waking people up, but you say you've just now recently become a Christian. I think God's seal, the creator of the universe's seal, was on your heart from the beginning, because the fruits, you were the only heavy metal band that really didn't have that Satanism running through it, and everything you've done really was speaking against that system, and you said you didn't even understand what you were writing at the time. I think you were one of the lost sheep or the prodigal son. I think you've just come back home where you were always meant to be, but not in the false church, but in the real church that's in your heart.
Well, thanks. I'll accept that. I've always felt that there was something, you know, cool that there was a much deeper meaning to what I was doing playing on stage, because I don't practice, Alex. I pick the guitar up about 3 days before we go on tour, and I have to learn the songs again, and then we go out on stage and play. And I don't know how that happened. It just happened. I know that my sister played piano when I was a kid, and she asked me to play guitar with her, and I thought, absolutely, anything to drown out that noise. And I started learning how to play guitar, and I would put it down, and I wouldn't even look at it. I've lived in this new apartment here since my wife and I are separated. I've been here for almost a month. There's a guitar here. I haven't touched it. And it's really weird because, you know, you would think that it would be something that would be an extension of my body, you know.
Well, I mean, I think you're such a natural, and that it's something that you pick up when you go out there to perform and just let it flow through you. We've got a final segment with Dave Mustaine. I know he's got some other stuff coming up. We'll see if I can twist his arm into 5-10 minutes more, because I want to be able to play a few more clips of his songs. But if he's got to leave us in about 10 minutes, I would imagine, Dave, that you'll join us again when you get back from Australia.
I would love to do that.
Amazing. Again, Megadeth.com, Dave Mustaine. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. The album is out. Number one record in the country out of the gates right now on Amazon.com. People.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The site is almost done. I'm going to go ahead and launch it today. It is falloftherepublic.com. We're building some of the subpages right now, but the new film is coming out October 21st, Fall of the Republic. And when Sunday show, I'm going to show you the cover of the film, but the website is similar. FallTheRepublic.com. Megadeth.com is Dave Mustaine's band site. He's the founder, guitarist, and lead singer. The album is number one on many charts, number one on Amazon right now. They're going on tour. His new book is coming out. Find out about it all at Megadeth.com. And you just heard the intro to Peace Sells there. Dave, we got about 5 minutes left. I've asked a lot of questions. What's on Dave Mustaine's mind?
Right now, I've got, I'm just preparing for the new tour coming up. You know, I have something that was wrong with my neck and my back, so I've been doing a lot of physical therapy for that from all the headbanging over all the years. And just working on myself, trying to, you know, work out things with my kids and my marriage and stuff. And just, you know, looking at my life in general and you know, what do I do? What's my role? You know, how can I help people?
You've got another interview coming up, but Dave's going to be back on with us in November when his next tour gets ready to kick off. We'll have a lot more to talk about. But let me just tell you from my perspective, we're getting calls, emails, huge comments on our message board in the comment sections. People love, and I'm talking about serious death fans, serious Megadeth fans. They love the new album, and I think it's going to be one of your biggest and greatest. I guess out of the gates, it's already happening. And I just think this is a really exciting direction you're going in. I mean, you're still going in the same direction, but you've kind of kicked it up a notch in intensity. Are you getting the same feedback?
Well, we've got a lot of great reviews. You know, by no means is anything over yet. And this band would be really blessed if we were able to gain some of your following. And basically, you know, you and I are speaking the same language. We're singing from the same, you know, hymnal. But, you know, with what we're trying to do, get these tours out of the way, you can plan on us being back in the studio or me visiting you out there for some barbecue in November.
Man, that is awesome. Or I'll come out whenever I'm out in your neck of the woods. Maybe we can hook up for some barbecue. But it is better here. You're out in California. I guess they got good sushi there.
Everybody says they got good sushi out here. And you know what? You go into one of these places with one of these idiots, and it's like, I didn't know tuna was green. So, anyways, back to what we were talking about before. You know, it would be really great to invite you and your crew down to our concert, too, if you want to bring your film crew down there, and we can talk some more there and show you a little bit about what I do.
Absolutely killer. Well, Dave, we'll stay in touch with you and your management, and you are... You know, really trailblazing with your record label. People should support it. It is independent. It is maverick. It is original and authentic. Dave Mustaine, founder of Megadeth, thank you so much for joining us. The new album is Endgame. Dave, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alex. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Well, that is exciting. There goes Dave. Man, again, ladies and gentlemen, and Muse is doing interviews saying 9/11 is an inside job. They've been on the show. Bellamy, it's one of the number one bands right now. If I told you some of the other music icons I've talked to or that I know through other people that are aware of the New World Order, you wouldn't believe it. The Hollywood people, you wouldn't believe it. There is an awakening. The general public doesn't want world government, world tyranny. That's why at the G20 they've got to have the police come out. In fact, I meant when Dave was on to play that armored vehicle audio and video where they're saying, you are not allowed to assemble. In fact, we'll come back with that after this break, and then we'll come in with the music after that, John. And then we're going to get a report from the G20 from our reporters on the ground, and then Bob Chapman pops back in. Stay with us!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.